Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in with us tonight. We've got a very good show for you planned. We've started the evening off with some technical difficulty in terms of being able to get into the studio. And for some reason, I'm not exactly sure why. So the producers are working on that as we speak. I anticipate that the problem will be rectified within the next few minutes, so we'll give it everything we can so that we can bring you a live, enjoyable broadcast this evening. All right, just if you want to, we're going to recap some of last week's show we did, and we'll start out by saying that last week's show dealt with how involved should you be with when it comes to offering unsolicited advice to your adult children. How involved should a parent be when it comes to offering unsolicited advice to their adult children? And, you know, surprisingly, we got a number of people that actually were proved to be quite interesting to them. A number of people that said that, you know what, unless your kids actually ask you a great deal for your advice, then sometimes it's just better to listen in to what they may have to say. So I thought that that was very good advice, and I've certainly learned something from that just by, you know, taking stock to realize the importance of just, you know, listening to what your kids may have to say. They're not always looking for an answer from the parent, and it can be the same thing to be applied to a spouse. You may have a spouse that simply just wants to come home from work and vent. He or she may not be looking for an answer from you. And they just want you to hear and see that you care and show some passion or compassion towards their concern. And sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes that's all that they're looking for. You do want to know whether or not your spouse or someone that claims to care about you is paying attention to you. So that's very important. I can just say that if they're not paying attention to you, then you might need to reevaluate that particular relationship. But let's hope that most relationships that the your spouse or significant other is paying close attention, and that they clearly want to be there where they are. All right, you're listening live. You're just joining us. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Again, I bring you this information. We are experiencing at the onset of our program tonight, we are experiencing some technical difficulty, which we anticipate for some reason. I don't think it's on our end. I think it's on the end of the studio itself with all the powers that be. I think that that's where our problem is coming from this evening. So we're going to do everything that we can within our power to try to bring you sufficient programming this evening. So we're going to ask you to just stand by and, you know, wait for us as we try to do everything we can to get you into the studio. We've been trying for the last 20 minutes, and for some reason, things have not the way that we wanted them to. So we're trying some other methods even as we speak. We're going to be bringing my co-host, Ms. Blakey, in momentarily, but we've got to be able to get to that screen in order to be able to see that Ms. Blake is there with us this evening. And I know that she is. It's just a matter of being able to, because she's coming out of Atlanta, and we have, there are things that we have to do to Zoom her into the studio. And that's where we're running into some of the difficulty this evening. So once again, I just want to reiterate to you what last week's show was about. And that was, once again, the importance of how involved should you be when it comes to giving unsolicited advice to your adult children. And again, I just reiterate that and say, you know, of course, unless they want you to just, sometimes they just want you to listen in and hear what they've got to say. And that sometimes works very well for them. It works very well for them. So that might be something that we want to keep in mind. Just like with a spouse, that spouse may just want you to just listen in, not looking for an answer. Because I think most of us are equipped. I think God has given most of us answers that we need. Now, unless somebody is not feeling well, they're ill, I think that those are extenuating circumstances. And I think that you need to offer that support with someone that's not feeling well, that's not well. I think you need to offer that support until that person is clearly pretty much back to the, you know, where you are accustomed to them being. So I think that becomes very important. All right, looks like we're up and running now. Praise God for that. All right, let's go ahead and bring in Ms. Blake. Ms. Blake, thank you for joining us this evening. We apologize for the technical difficulty. It took like 25 minutes prior to the show to just get in. It's good to have you on the air with us this evening, and welcome.
Yes, Dr. Walker, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just a little muffled, but it may be my line as well. Certainly I was listening to the show earlier and you talking about last week's show, and I thought it was a really good show.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was a very good show. You know, how involved should you be when it comes to offering unsolicited advice to your adult children? I think, you know, for the most part, kids and all of us, we sometimes need to explore things and, you know, figure it out for ourselves, particularly children, so that they don't become burdensome. I mean, that might be me as a man speaking, but burdensome as they get older. Give me your thoughts on that as a woman, Ms. Blake.
Well, I think I do agree. For me, I foster independence in my children. I think that's really important because, after all, that's why you raise them, so that they can get out and be productive, independent adults. So sometimes parents have a little bit of a hard time letting go, but I would encourage parents to do so. You have to let them go so that they can grow.
I agree. Let them go so they can grow. All right, let's get into tonight's story. It's going to be a very good one tonight. I have been so excited about this show. We're going to be bringing a number of what some people may think are provocative programming, but we've got a number of people that are scheduled to come on tonight's broadcast, so we're not going to delay. We're going to ask all of you all to listen attentively to tonight's story. I'll go ahead and give the topic out there right now. The topic for this evening is, why do some women always appear to be mad? That long face. Ms. Blake, you with me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, all right. Why do some women, we didn't say all women, we didn't say an ethnic group of women, we just say, why is it, generally speaking, why is it that some women always, I mean, they always just seem to be mad in their relationship? All right, our characters in tonight's story are Walter and Valerie. Walter and Valerie. Now, before Walter married Valerie, for several months, his mother gave him a very long talk about women on specific issues that relate to their forever-changing attitudes, behaviors, and growing pains. Now, Walter was 29 when he and Valerie married, and today still remembers the months of talks he had with his mother, and now is actually beginning to understand a great deal of the things she told him that women usually have in common. Now, one of those things she impressed upon his heart was the notion that men are likely to be blamed for most things when the relationship is going wrong or bad, even when it's not always their fault. Now, women usually have a tendency of wanting to be satisfied, and their satisfaction only comes in the moment. In the moment, his mother would often remind him. She also shared with him that women seldom see their flaws or admit to placing any blame on themselves and are not likely to be the first to apologize. Instead, a woman is more likely to be mad or angry, and this could last for days without the man having a real clue as to the matter that actually caused the problem. Now, her long face, that is, the woman's long face, will persist and make the home very uncomfortable even during times when the man has apologized. I mean, it's like, you know, you want blood from a turnip. The countless hours Walter spent in debates with his mother over these issues, thinking that she could be wrong, he has now actually concluded in his 3 years of marriage to Valerie, coupled with his years of dating, that his mother was absolutely right on point when it came to women. He simply cannot understand why his wife, at her age of 28 at the time, always seemed to be in a bad mood. He realizes now that part of his primary words to her have been in question form. Now, these are basically the questions that his primary words to her on a regular and routine basis. These are the words that he often says to her, "Honey, what's wrong now?" Only to get a common response of nothing, which he now knows that when she says nothing, that means that everything is wrong, and it's usually his fault. At least that's how Valerie feels. He feels that life is too short to constantly entertain her days with long faces, and equally tired of the daunting task of wondering which of the four unpardonable sins, okay, you heard that right, which of the four unpardonable sins he has committed with her that actually include, number one, what did I do? Number two, what didn't I do? Number three, what did I say? Number four, most common unpardonable sins, what didn't I say? So it's either what you did or didn't do, what you said or didn't say. Contrary to what his mother says, he feels there are women out there that are the exception and not the rule. He now wants out of his marriage to find a woman that he can contribute to the positive energy in their lives. Ms. Blake, I start out tonight's question with, are men really the blame, in your opinion, are men really the blame for everything that goes wrong in a marriage or relationship? But before we address that question, let me throw another one out there. Do you think that there was anything, any validity in what Walter's mother shared with him generally about women?
Not necessarily. And I'm going to probably be the opposing view tonight. You know, I'm always the one to speak out for women, and when we're wrong, we're just wrong, so I'm not one to take up for us. But I don't think all women are angry. I think, you know, Walter's mother gave him her perspective, and he probably married somebody just like his mama.
Okay, that's... That's very interesting. We want to hear from you all tonight, so press 1 early. We do have a call on 980-245. We'll come to that call momentarily, but if you want to get in on tonight's topic, you will want to press the lines early this evening. But tonight's topic is, why do some women always appear to be mad? And Ms. Blake, true enough, we did say that it's not all women. We said some women. But typically, you do find that there are women out here with these long faces. And in today's, you know, let me go back to the other part of the question is, are men really to blame for everything that goes wrong in a relationship? And, I mean, you and I both know that they're not. But tell me right. What's really going on, Ms. Blake.
Well, typically when a woman is angry, oftentimes that's barring that she doesn't have a mental illness. So that's another story, if she's not bipolar or something. But when she's just typically angry like that, it's probably because she feels hurt and there's something that she feels she is not getting or maybe is being mistreated in some way.
Okay. All right. We're going to hold that thought. We're going to go to the phone lines early tonight. Let's go to, we're going to go in this order, 980-245, then we're going to go to 205-908, Then we're going to go to 919-494. Then we're going to go to 954-226. All right, so we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead to 980-245. Welcome. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We're doing just great. I trust you are as well. Who do we have with us this evening? And welcome.
Vernell. Vernell is my name.
Vernell, thank you for joining us, Vernell. Tonight's story, you know, topic, why do some women always appear to be mad? First of all, Vernell, do you think that there is a general rule that a lot of women are often mad and carry long faces?
No, I wouldn't generally say that because all women are not mad or angry. It would have to be, as Ms. Blake said, it would have to be that she's extremely unhappy or she's not getting something in the relationship. I would say that a happy woman makes a happy man. But it's not always that way. However, I just think that it could be something that the man is not giving in the relationship. It could be where he's not even paying her any attention or, you know, not any consideration or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Vernell, I want to go back to some of your address, and tonight, Ms. Blake, I want to keep it real, too, and because I've met a lot of ladies, and I've heard stories from countless men that women do have these long faces, and I see it starting in little girls. They have these long faces when they don't always get their way. Vernell, you said something, a happy woman makes a happy man. I totally disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. And I know they say a happy woman makes a happy home. I think it goes both ways. I think both parties have got to put out 100% to make, you know, 100% of their efforts. You know, not even the 50% to make the thing work. It's going to take two. So if she's got a long face, I think men are getting tired of that, where they always have to be having to feel like they are the aggressor. And they've got to please this woman. Just like with Walter, he's saying, what did I do? What didn't I do? What did I say? What didn't I, you know, what did I say or what didn't I say? So I think that it's
well,
starting to get to a point.
Well, you asked me my opinion. I gave you my opinion. Now,
we appreciate that, Vernell. Go ahead.
I can fall back on some of the things that I've dealt with. I'm not going to throw myself out there right now, but there are times when men don't pay women any attention. A woman wants attention from her husband. There are times when... let's say a woman get a new dress. He doesn't notice anything. He doesn't pay her any mind. You want to be noticed as a woman. You want attention from your husband. You want love from your husband. There are times when the love is not thrown out there. A lot of times when people get married, you know, a man gets comfortable and he feels like, well, I got her now, so I don't have to do all the things I did when I was dating her. So, you know, that kind of stuff can't stop. You have to continue those things.
I agree with that, Vernell.
She wants to be romanced and loved and, you know, feel like she's still dating and so forth.
Right. But, Vernell, it also goes, remember, 100% equally, because it also has to be where, what is she bringing to the table? What is she bringing to the table? We're going to ask you to stand by just a second, Vernell, and we're going to go to 205-908. We're going to try to get as many people as we can in tonight. 205-908, who do we have with us, and welcome?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Thank you for joining us, Jack. What are your thoughts, Jack? Why do some women, first of all, do you think there are some women that always appear to be mad in their relationships?
Well, I'm sure that's the case, and I'm sure that's the case both ways.
We're hearing noise from somebody's phone. I might have to mute some of you all. We're hearing noise from some people's phone, like they're moving. Yeah, we
can
hear you now. Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Okay. Yeah, it's That can be attributed to both parties, and one going in one direction and one going in another direction. But I like basically what's been said by Ms. Blake and Ms. Vernell. I think they kind of like hit on it. I think, and actually you had a discussion similar to this before, and I mentioned that we got to take all things considering. We got to take everything into consideration because their chemistry, women's chemistry, is totally different from ours. I'm not trying to make an excuse for women, but we got to understand that God didn't give us, design us to have children. So their body goes through a major, I want to use the word metamorphosis or whatever, but a complete change when they are, you know, going through the cycles and all that, and then at some point in time they stop having a cycle. So all of this changing, you know, has a lot to do with mood swings. Now, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a doctor, but to me that makes common sense, okay? And Vernell kind of hit on it a little bit. We got to be a little bit considerate, and we got to show them the love and the romance, you know, even in the marriage and all that. I mean, notice them, let them know, you know how much we appreciate them and what they've done. I think if you treat her like a queen, then she's going to treat you like a king. Now,
nice.
If she, for some reason that she's having a long face or whatever, you need to find out what's wrong. And she needs to be able to tell you, because the Bible does say it's for better or for worse. Why are you having a long face? Is it something I did? Tell me why. And we all go through times where we have our highs and we have our lows. But you shouldn't have a low all the time. I mean, you got to be happy. Now, you watch people that are not happy. Most of them are not by themselves. Most people who are not happy all the time, they're by themselves. And watch their demeanor. Just watch their demeanor. It's their face look disfigured somewhat. They have this terrible attitude. Nobody wants to be around. Because I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want to hang around with anybody with a bad attitude. I was dealing with a lady today on the job today, and she came in, and then we're out of school now, and she wants to come in now. She's single. She's by herself, and then I don't want, you all don't know her, so I can say that's probably why she's by herself. She comes in, she wants to tell me everything that we need to do for next year. I just, and then tell me, well, you need to get rid of this person. I said, hold up, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to get together, we're going to talk, and we're going to sit down and we're going to discuss things as a group, not one-on-one with one person. All of us are going to get together. So she knew exactly where I was coming from. All I'm saying is this, is that there's a reason why they're behaving that way. There's a reason why they're by themselves, because maybe it's their attitude. Maybe it's their total attitude, and they're not caring or compassionate towards others and things of that nature. That's how I feel. That's my opinion.
Well, two things, Jack. If I want to come in, and then we'll get back around to this. Two things. You say that you're not trying to make excuses, but, you know, and I respect highly what you're saying, but I think sometimes we men do make excuses for women. I think men do. And, I mean, tonight's broadcast, like I told Ms. Blake, I'm taking off the gloves and I welcome her response. But I think men do make excuses for women, because men are constantly, like in Walter's situation, he's constantly having to ask her. And then after 3 years of that, he's tired of that. And he just figures his mother was on point. But contrary to what his mother said, he feels that there are women out there that are the exception and not the rule. What about, you mentioned that our chemistry is not like that, women's chemistry is not like that of men, that they were maybe created differently, and I believe that. But at the same time, what about those women that don't even have children or haven't even had kids yet? They still, you see the little girls, they have these temper tantrums, and when they can't get their way, it's always, you know, they make it all about them. It's not, that's not, Jack, this is just my humble opinion. This is not how the world, to me, that's not how God designed it. That is all about that woman. She has to also bring something to the table. She has to also recognize that she has flaws. She needs to also apologize. She needs to also sometimes make up, you know, with him, you know. And I think that that's what makes peace in an environment. So we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. That will give you a chance to respond.
Well, Dr. Walker. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
All right. Go ahead. Jack, go ahead, Ms. Blake. Come on in.
Okay. That's why you have to let them know. Now, I'm just thinking about me as a man. I'm wondering if on a monthly basis, if my body went through changes and all of that, how would I feel? How would I react? How would I respond? So a lot of times people, they know, and then no one is telling them, there's something wrong with your attitude. I got to talk to you. We need to sit and talk. So let them know when they're out of line like that. And then I'm saying to you, that's why a lot of them are by themselves, because a lot of them have bad attitudes. But the ones that know that they're going through something, we need to be able to tell them. We need to be able to share with them, something's going on. You're not the same as you were yesterday. Why is that? And then let them say, well, I'm not feeling well. I have a headache or whatever, or, you know, I'm going through a mood swing or whatever.
Right. And let me just, and Jack, I can appreciate that. Ms. Blake, we'll bring you in just a second. And here again, Jack, we tend to, I mean, this is my humble opinion, we certainly respect yours. Here again, though, we start to make excuses for a woman by identifying with her monthly cycle. But let me tell you something, she don't spend an entire month on that cycle. And then furthermore,
you never had a monthly cycle, but you don't know.
No, I never had one. But let me just throw this one part in. I refuse to believe that God created a woman to be miserable all of her life. I refuse to believe that the loving God that we know or that we've been told about, that we've come to know for ourselves, a lot of us, I refuse to believe that he made a woman to be miserable for the rest of her life. All right, Ms. Blake, go on in, and then we're going to go to the phone lines again. I'm waiting.
Okay. Yeah, very quickly. Yeah, I do agree that women, God didn't mean for us to be miserable all of our lives. But Jack makes a very valid point that the female body is very hormonal. And I'm telling you, it doesn't start when you have children. It doesn't start at menopause. And some women have what's called PMS or premenstrual syndrome. So it has nothing to do with the period of time when the cycle is on, because that's when the hormone levels are actually, you know, going down. But it's that time leading up to that. And that can be as far as 2 weeks out. I'm not a doctor, but I know. And okay. So I think the thing is to talk to her. Jack made the best point. If she's flipping and tripping, you know, just say, well, honey, what's wrong, because you're acting different. I think a caring, loving man would do that. And then a woman who cares would then seek some help, because once it's pointed out to her, you know, you really are tripping, you know, 2 weeks before your cycle comes on every month. You're like a whole nother person. And, you know, they do. They have herbs. They have drugs for that. And so that she can go and get something to help level her off.
Okay, Ms. Blake, you identified earlier that you're not a doctor. You're female, and you say you know, and we give respect to that. But, see, here again, I'm not a woman, so I'm not trying to, you know, to take away anything from the woman. But here again, there are excuses that come into play. The little girl has her temper tantrum. All right, the dad or the mom decides, okay, let her have her way so she can stop crying. Okay, then all of a sudden she gets to be a teenager. She starts dating. Now she wants her way. She goes through a cycle. The boy doesn't always give her way. He says certain things out of line. He's lying. He's wondering, what's wrong? What's wrong? And there's always something wrong. There's always something wrong. And then now she's gone through that stage. She gets married. She has a kid. Now she's gone through PMS or any of the other MSs out there. And then all of a sudden, now, after her cycle stops in her late 40s, 30s, or whatever the case, 50s, now she's going through a whole other thing, some of the menopause. So at what point, here it is, that's basically her whole life. And what I'm hearing may be, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that God designed the woman to be this way, that something's always wrong? No, I think some things start with a decision, that woman says, you know what, I'm going to find happiness within me. And I understand, because I see other women. Women around each other, and they know that women's stuff, that female stuff, when she's got an attitude. You can be in the presence of another woman, and that woman knows that other woman has an attitude. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Let me go to 919, then we're going to go to 954. Let's go to 919-494, if we can get there. All right, 919-494. Thank you. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Yes, this is Christy. And I've heard everyone's comments. How's everyone doing this evening?
Good.
That's good. Thank you. Everyone's comment has been, you know, very good and everything. And in reference to Walter and what was the wife's name?
Valerie.
Okay. Well, to me, a woman having a long face all the time, you know, it might be something going on within her. You know, because from the story, you say that he was always asking her, you know, what was wrong, what was wrong. And she would never, you know, respond to say what was wrong. And just like Jack did say, you know, you have to communicate in any relationship, because people cannot read minds. But
right. It
might have been something that was just going on in her life in general. It might have not even been anything that he's done or said or did. It might have just been something that was actually wrong with her, and maybe because he did ask her, you know, several times and sound like all the time what was wrong, and she never gave him that response. So either she just did not want to tell him what was going on. You know, it might have been something that stirred from somewhere else that he had nothing to do with, because me personally as a woman, I don't like to deal with people with attitudes either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, none of us are perfect, but to have a long face and an attitude, whether you're a woman or a man, something's wrong with you,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because
uh-huh.
life in general, you know, I mean, we should be happy, okay? And you cannot put all of your happiness depending on another person. You have to have God within your life, and that will bring you happiness.
Amen.
But
okay.
I think that
somebody else
will always make you happy.
But, Christy, I think, and I, you know, I love what you're saying. I respect what you're saying. I have a different view. A lot of the people who claim to have Christ in their lives, those are some of your most miserable people that I'm finding, even some of the ladies, because they claim to be maybe holy and righteous and God-fearing on one particular day, whatever day that they worship. But then they can go home to that same man and then fussing him out, you know, I mean, just being mad with him, and you say, okay, it might be something going on with her. Does that man deserve that, Christy? Does he deserve that because she's going through something? Does he deserve to be punished for the rest of his life while he's with her? And I say, no, he doesn't. Go ahead, Christy, give me your response, and then we'll go to 954. Thank you.
I'd like to chip in also. My name is T.Y. Hi. And
who's
T.Y.?
Yes, T.Y. Oh, all right, T.Y., go ahead.
Well, for me, I'm not give you a true story. I just got out, released from prison 3 years ago. Well, I was in prison
okay.
3 years and just got out. So at the
all
same
right.
time, knowing how to deal with a woman, and especially for inmates who haven't seen theirs for months, years, or even decades, it's a hard problem for a man to realize that he's not in charge of his family, not there to rear his children and to be there for his wife. We have to realize that the woman is now in charge of the home. And from her mother and father, if the father was there, she had to listen to him and sometimes wanted to be a girl like her mother was. At the same time, she may want a man just like her father. And so with all the stuff that we have on TV that they look at and want to be like them, their mindset is my life could be the same thing. But basically, I want to bring you back to the Bible itself. Back in Genesis 2, Adam and Eve, how God created them. Man first, and the woman came from his rib, from his side. And that's the way it was. And the man and woman supposed to cleave their mother and father and be together. And in the chapter 3, we saw where Eve and the serpent itself saw her by herself and made mention to her, and she realized that she was going to listen to Satan. And so from this, we got to realize that we're in the last days before Jesus Christ comes again, and all these things must have happened. And I bring that up because in chapter 4, we read about Lamech decided to take two wives. Now, why was that? When only he needed one, the way God would have it to be. And so things have changed now where the woman's in charge, she's making the money, she's making decisions, and as you mentioned, Dr. Walker, even in the church, we have women who still are the boss of the family and running the house. We also have
all right, let me,
her situation.
All right, well, let me interrupt you. I don't know what Yolanda Adams' situation is, but you may bring it back to us momentarily. But we got a number of people that want to come in. But let me just say, T.Y., and I'm not sure if I agree with that. Just because it happened in the Garden of Eden, where the woman Eve listened to the serpent, it doesn't mean that I don't believe. Now, this is just my take on it. We're going to come back to some of you all. It doesn't mean that there was still designed for the woman to be in charge of the man or in charge of the home. I still believe that God's intent and his purpose was that the man is the priest of the home. That's what I believe it's to be. But I think what has happened is the men have become weakened. And I don't know your full situation about having been incarcerated for a number of years, and now you're coming back and you see that the woman maybe has done well while you were away, and praise God for that. But the situation is of such, that's a strong woman that, you know, hopefully was accepting to you and had things ready for you when you came out. and waited for you patiently and faithfully. But the situation is, the man, God designed the man to be in charge. And I'm not saying that that woman is a doormat. That's not what I'm saying. But I think that if we just lay down and say the woman is in charge and we have to accept her being in charge because she's making money and this and that, I don't see that. We're going to ask you to stand by, T.Y. Christy, we're going to ask you to stand by as well, Vernell, Jack, and we're going to go to 954-226, and then we're going to go to 919-907. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us. Rose, give us your take. Why do some women always appear to be mad in their relationship?
I really find it hard to believe that some women are always mad. I don't believe they're always mad. I believe that if they are upset, it's normally for a reason. Now, women are, their makeup is different from a man, as I've heard others say on the show. And sometimes men have to realize that when they do something or say something to hurt a woman's feelings, it doesn't just go away immediately as it would with him, especially if he did something or said something that hurts her or caused her to be upset, and then he apologized in a few minutes, say, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Because he apologized doesn't mean that that hurt is going to go away immediately, okay? So therefore, she might need some time to get over whatever it is that is hurting her. So I think he needs to understand that. So it might take her a longer time than it might take him. And then he might think, okay, she got a long face. Now, I already apologized, but she's still upset. Give her some time to get over it. Now, if a woman is always mad, like I'm hearing on in the story, then something is wrong. She might not be happy, you know? And so maybe that couple need maybe to sit down with a third party, maybe a counselor, and decide, you know, go over what might be wrong in the marriage, why she is always having a long face, because there has to be a reason, you know. There is an underlying reason, and maybe she's not telling him what's wrong, but something is eating her away inside that he is just not getting to. And so maybe that's why a counselor coming in might be able to get to that underlying factor that's causing that long face or causing her to be upset all the time, that's causing that man to think that she has a long face. I think it's not just on the surface. Something has to be happening within.
Rose, we appreciate that. Ms. Blake, we're going to bring you in just a second. We're going to go to 9079. Okay. But let me just ask Rose this quick question. There are two things. One, so, okay, she's got a long face. The man has apologized. And, I mean, nothing really, unless he's physically abusive or mentally abusive, I can't see things being so serious that, I mean, God designed us all. And we're going to bring Jackie in and ask him to help us with this,
yeah,
too. So where is
fine.
It that the scripture comes in that talks about not letting the sun set on your wrath? I think what we do is we make excuses for women. And I think that women really, they get caught up in this because their fathers have made excuses for them. You know, when they were little girls growing up, their moms have made excuses for them because that's her little cutie girl that she does her hair. And then the boys that they date have made excuses for them. So now, and the husbands have made excuses for them. And so now, going back to what T.Y. said, yeah, things are changing. The generation today, those guys are tired. The men today, they're also tired of asking those four common questions. What did I do? What didn't I do? What did I say? What didn't I say? So they're getting tired and saying, you know what, just forget her. Now, I know that we say, well, we got to talk to the woman. We got to show passion for her. But guess what, Jack, you mentioned earlier, a lot of these women are out here by themselves probably because they have the attitude. You mentioned the woman that came into you today. Men are tired. And if you look at statistics, they're not even, and don't take my word for it, you all go research it. You're looking at, there's a certain group of women that say 42% of them will never marry. What's with that? God made enough people for everybody to have somebody, okay? Or maybe it was short. Maybe men were supposed to have more than one wife. I don't know. But let's look at this here. What about the women who, as they get older and get set in their ways, now let's look at a generation of men in their 40s and 50s. Are they looking? They're looking for younger women. They're not even looking for women their own age. Rose, let me give you a chance and answer that question, then we're going to go to Ms. Blake and then to Jack. And the question is, what about the sun setting on that woman's brow, who that woman feels, okay, you got to give her more time? How many days she needs, 3 days, 5 days? When God gave instructions, don't let the sun set on your wrath.
The Bible says to be upset but sin not. I believe that although she might be still bothered and so she's not her normal self, he apologizes. I am going to assume that she's not actually keeping malice, because then that would be wrong, you know. So she can still be bothered and not be herself, but not keeping malice. I don't agree that anybody should keep malice with each other, but she just might not be her normal self. So she's still bothered. She's still speaking, but she's just not her normal self. And I agree that, you know, the sun should not go down on your wrath, because the Bible says that, and I agree with the Bible. But let me just tell you about a friend I have, you know, that, you know, she talks to me constantly, and she is so, I mean, she's at the verge that she don't even know what to do anymore. But she might be someone who her husband might say she's always upset, because, like, she tells me that she's always mad at him because he is just so nagging. When she gets home, he always finds something to fuss about, you know. She tells me that it doesn't matter what she does. Now, I'm only hearing her side, I know, but she said it doesn't matter what she does. If she sits quietly and just is beside him, there is always something that he tries to pick at to cause a fuss. So, of course, with her, she's always upset because when she gets home, she knows it's going to be an issue. So she kind of braced herself for that. And I guess she put that demeanor on her face in hoping that he'll just leave her alone and not bother her. You know, I don't know.
All right, well, thank you for that. I don't know. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, why do some women always appear to be mad in their relationship?
Can I chime in?
You know, we're going to bring Ms. Blakey and Jack, then we're going to bring you in, and we're going to go back to Christy and T.Y.
Okay.
And Vernell as well. Ms. Blake, come on in.
Well, I do disagree that women generally are mad, that some women, it may be a specific woman that some people may know, and again, I do agree with the callers that have commented. There's something going on with her, because I'm sorry, Dr. Walker, I don't know these women, you know, that are always mad. I have no clue. Now, I can't say I've never come across someone like that, but generally that's a person you know in their spirit. Either they have some serious stuff going on in their childhood that caused them to be this way, or they're just unhappy within themselves. But on behalf of women, there are a lot of women out there that are happy. And I have to say this, because you know I'm going to take the gloves off. Someone made a comment about women finding these men are going to start looking for younger women. Well, you know, these women are going to start looking for younger men, too.
Okay. And that's fine. I was the one that brought that up, that the men are older men are the young women. But watch the statistics on that. Those younger men that are looking for those older women are looking for, I think they call it cougars, right? They're not staying with those older women. They just want the experience from them, and then they're leaving them. Look at cases and points. I don't think what's her name? Mariah Carey is with her husband now. I don't believe so. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Look at Demi Moore with Ashton Kutcher, whatever his name is. I mean, you can look at it. Those younger men want the experience, and they want the title, the status, but they're not staying with those women because eventually they gravitate back to a woman of their own age. We're going to do a part two on this. So we got comments that are coming in off the chain. Jack, we're going to bring you in, we're going to go back to Vernell, and then we're going to go to Christy and T.Y. Jack, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, you're going to need two shows for this one here. Okay,
yes.
But can two walk together unless they agree? Now, it's so much said here now. Rose, when she came in, she kind of like hit the nail on the head, but she was really reiterating some of the things that I said, because the chemistry, okay, they may have calmed down, but the male may think that they're still upset. They just haven't gotten over it yet, because that's how women are. They're basically a lot more emotional than what men are. Okay, so they're going to hold on to it a little bit longer. Doesn't mean that they're holding a grudge or malice within their heart. And that's typical of a woman. Now, the one that I was telling you about today, she seems like she doesn't seem like she's mad all the time, but she's mad enough to want to be domineering. Now, I didn't agree everything with Ty said, but I did agree with what he said about women today, you know, are taking care of the home and all that. You got more women now that are hitting the home than the men are. So they're so kind of used to that. And then some of the ones, some of the baby boomers and some of the others, they just feel like, I can do this by myself, or I can do that by myself. I don't need to get married. So that's their choice. They have that choice. But we need to learn, as significant others, we need to learn to be a little bit more open-minded, where we can listen. We can listen and try to find out what's going on. We can deal, but don't push. Don't push. Give them a chance. And I'm not making excuses. And some can look at it and say, well, you're making excuses. I'm not making excuses because I never went through a cycle. I've never had to go through a body chemistry change. I know this, though. When I was aching, when I had the surgery and all, my whole body was aching and all, and I didn't want to be bothered with anybody when I was going through all those aches and pains and all. So can you imagine what they go through every single month? And then, like Ms. Blake said, sometimes it's premenstrual cycle. So just before it comes on, you got these mood swings. I mean, all that, you read up on that. You do all that reading up, and you can see some women can handle it different than others. Some don't even go through menopause like others, okay? It's not as severe. So it depends on the person, depends on their genetic makeup and all of that. All of that comes into play at all. So we have to look at all of that. And if we're going to be sympathetic husbands and significant others, we have to take everything in consideration, and that's all I wanted to say.
All right, well, Jack, let me just ask this question. Let me put this out here. Let me go to Vernell on this one here. And, Vernell, I'm going to ask you one question. Vernell, would you prefer working for a man or a woman? What's your preference, to work for a man or a woman?
I would prefer to work for a man. Sometimes women can be very emotional creatures.
Okay,
and
all right.
They can go through monthly menopause or PMS and things happen. And, of course, you know, they looking at another woman, you know, sometimes they take it out. They can take out things about the job on you. But I just wanted to say something to it as far as my experience over 15 years ago being married. At one point in time, I was always an angry woman. And I found myself angry because the husband that I had was never there for me. He was not ever paying attention to me. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel wanted. I didn't feel needed. It was a lot of things going on. And, of course, you have the children also stressing you out. Stress can play a very important factor in a woman's mood swing as well. And I went through a lot of that. But as Ms. Christie said, you have to learn to find happiness within yourself and within Christ and not from just a man, because he's not going to always make you as happy as you would like to be. But you got to find within yourself that happiness. And that's where I am now. I found it within myself, the happiness that I really want. Whether I'm with a spouse or not, it's not important to me. I mean, if I'm with him, that's fine. If he makes me happy, that's fine. If he doesn't make me happy, that's fine too. But as far as, now Jack hit on a whole lot of points, and he must have a wife that he understands, and he's found out, you know, how she feels from time to time. But I think men, a lot of times, they don't try to find out what's really going on with their wives. And if they do, they might apologize, but do you follow through with that? What's really happening with my wife? And even if she is going through menopause or PMS and so forth, go to the doctors with her. Listen to the doctor tell you what's going on sometime with her issues. That makes her feel important. It's a lot of things that men are responsible for other than just being a husband and just being there to be able to, you know, somewhat put a woman down. Sometimes things you say can put a woman down and you don't even know you're putting her down. And, you feel like just an apology is going to do it. It doesn't always do it.
I understand that. A couple of things right now that I wanted to throw in real quickly here. We're running out of time. One is that this is just my humble opinion here, you all, and I know I might get attacked for it later, and that's okay. We're all just giving our opinions here. I believe the woman can be mad at her boss, whether it's a male or female. She can be mad at the store clerk. She's going to take somewhere along the way, that woman, that's another thing that she internalized, and it's going to be taking it out on you. And I do believe that we set up a lot of these excuses for women. I believe that God designed it where the home should be happy. And I think that men today, you know, when we spend all of that time, we will never figure a woman out because we're not God. We didn't create them. And I don't think God created those women to have those long faces all the time. I think that they just get, they internalize a lot of things. Yeah, we say it's their emotional makeup. Some of it might be. I'm not a woman. But I have seen women who can smile and bring a lot of energy to the table. And they're not always mad. Ms. Blake, you started out by saying you're not one of those women. You don't know those women. But those women are clearly out there. Ms. Larnell just said it a minute ago, for 15 years of her marriage, she was unhappy because her husband impaired intention. Brunel, did you talk to him about this on countless bases? Then it might have been you were in the wrong marriage.
Possibly. That's absolutely true.
Okay.
And, yes, I did talk to him about just any time I felt something, I always talked to him about it. But he never showed much concern or care.
Did
so
you,
a lot of times that makes the woman
marriage?
Feel very important. Even tried to get marriage counseling and so forth. But then when you get to that point where you're getting marriage counseling and he doesn't act like he fits in or he doesn't say anything. Now, he says a whole lot at home, but you're in front of a counselor, you won't open your mouth. And it makes him feel like he's really not concerned or he cares not.
So you got out of that marriage. Did you stay or did you get out?
I got out of that marriage.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Let's go to Christy. Christy, let's bring you back in. You still with us, Christy?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your patience. Christy, what are you thinking? I know it sounds like I'm badgering the women. I don't mean to. That's not my intent. But I'm just thinking that, I mean, it's got to be a decision that, you know what, I'm not going to be mad at my boyfriend. I'm not going to be mad at my husband. You know, my dad, my mom, you know, maybe they contributed to my being spoiled or ruined. But you know what, all of us go through something. What about that man who goes through something? Christy, come on here now. I mean, it's got to go both ways. What about when you say something to him? And in the story, Valerie was slow to apologize for upsetting Walter. What about that?
You know, in the story, I really can't. Do you hear me?
We can hear you going in and out. We can hardly hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can hear you much better now. Thank you.
Okay. I really can't blame Walter for it. I believe you said he did get out of that marriage after 3 years.
He's getting out. He wants out of that relationship now, that marriage.
And I can't blame him being a woman. Because if I was in a relationship with a man and he paid me no attention, he was always angry, and then after I'm asking him, you know, what the problem is, you know, and he never, and all he said was nothing, and you knew it had to be something because if a person, again, has a long face, it's some reason why they're angry all the time. And, again, I just can't see a person being angry all the time unless there's something definitely wrong with them internally, okay? They have a serious problem that I feel they need to seek help because, as you stated and others have stated, it does go both ways. You know, to bring happiness into any relationship, both persons have to put 100% in, okay? Because if I'm putting in 100 and I feel my mate is not putting in 100, it's not going to work. And everybody gets tired after a while. That's just the bottom line. You could only take so much. And especially if you have tried and tried and still you feel like regardless of whatever I do, nothing is helping. So you do what you feel you got to get do. And if that's to get out of it, then you get out of it.
And, Christy, I can agree with you more because you said it. Everybody's cup runs over. That's the human factor. Let's bring in T.Y. T.Y., give us your thought. We're running out of time. We might be only able to get to two comments, and then we'll do the show again. T.Y., go ahead.
Well, here we are in the book of Revelation. It talks about Jesus coming back again as a bridegroom. That's similar to a relationship. We, as the bride, have to be ready to meet him, all different types of situations. But the bottom consequence is we want to meet with him when he comes again. Jesus had 12 disciples, each one with different impact, different personality, different characteristics. Somehow he seemed to have handled all that. We all say we want to be like Christ. And how was
T.Y., none of them were women. None of them, T.Y., none of them were women. None of the 12 disciples
were
women.
But guess what? They had some of the characteristics of women. The characteristics.
Give me one that had a characteristic of a woman.
We did all have different hormonal types of experience, but the same thing. We each say we want to be like Christ. That means we have to put aside some of the things that Satan wants us to bring out in our relationship and hold it back and ask Jesus to help us be stronger in our characters, in our hormonal decision. Everybody wants happiness, but somewhere along the way, it isn't going to happen for everybody. There's a lot of women out there today without a husband, without a man, and cry for that. Then when they get in one, it's not going to work. What's the best thing to do? Ask Jesus, pray, and wait. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
He's coming to...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jack.
That they have different personalities. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We can hear you now.
Yeah. The different personalities with the disciples and all. I have 17 staff members, and most of them are ladies, and each one has a different temperament. So I have to deal with each one as they are, each one individually, each one different. So it's a total different ball game. I mean, when you're dealing with all of these different personalities, and even though you have maybe out of the 17 people, maybe 12 of them are females, but you got to deal with each one. And each lady has their own personality. Each man has their own personality. So I agree with what T.Y. was saying.
Right. But, Jack, let me just ask you real quickly. Let me ask you, T.Y., would you prefer to work for a lady or a man? And if so, why? Briefly, if you will, tell us.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, without a doubt. I've hit on everything, but I know that because of their body chemistry, it's going to be a lot of drama and all of that. I already know that, but I got to be a little bit understanding. So I have to be a little bit more understanding. So I definitely would prefer working for a man, without a doubt. But I have to be considerate and knowing about what I'm dealing with and why they're acting that way. It's not all about me. It's about them. And a gentleman was telling me today that this lady had to really realize that it wasn't her staff. It was her. So she had to come to grips with herself when she finally realized that it wasn't them, it was her. And she came to that reality on her own. Right, so sometimes people have to see that for themselves. You keep telling them, the Lord will do his thing. You let them know that what they're doing is wrong.
Okay. All right, we're going to take just two of the comments that have come in tonight. We're going to do this show again. And Ms. Blake, what do you say we do it again in 2 weeks? We have a part two in 2 weeks.
That sounds great.
Okay, all right. Ms. Blake, with that note, here's the first comment. This comes from a female. She writes in reference to tonight's show, why do some women always appear to be mad in their relationship? Well, I can tell you honestly why I seem to always be mad, according to my husband. He gets on my nerves most of the time, especially when he claims to not have a clue as to what he has done to cause it. Are men really that naive or stupid that they really don't know when they are made of men?
I would answer her question yes, and that's why you have to articulate and communicate what the problem is.
That's right.
Jack, then, as a man, are we that stupid, Jack, and naive that we really don't have a clue? When we're
you know,
read their
minds,
men can't read their minds. Go ahead, Jack.
A lot of them come to the table that way.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, what?
I said without a doubt, we are that naive because we don't have a clue.
A lot of them act like they don't know what's going on.
We can make things just like that, saying I'm sorry. But we're the ones caused the problem to begin with.
Right.
I disagree with that, Jack. I disagree with that. I don't think that we cause all their problems. Burnell, let's bring you in here.
I agree. A lot of men cause a lot of issues, and they don't even realize it. And if they come to the table and act like they don't know what's going on, then they want the woman to figure everything out.
Okay, Rose, give me your take on that.
I totally agree with that. I couldn't say it better myself.
Wow. T.Y., do you think that the men cause all of these problems for these women like this? T.Y.?
He must not be honest.
Christy, are you there?
As far as I think both of them to put the phone down. As far as the men causing all these problems, no. It's not all the men. Honestly speaking, let's say Satan caused all these problems. We let him get into our head and he messes us up. We got divas We got men divas, ladies divas, children divas, all because we want instead of compromising. One of the best books that Christy and I read was by Nancy Van Pelt, A Guide to a Successful Marriage, and it has helped us. Truly, you know, coming home from prison, I thought I could run the house, but it's not like that. It's about a give and take in any given situation. And I learned to love this woman even more so in regarding what she has done by me. One of the best books that I read while I was inside was called The Odyssey, about a man who was away from home for about several years and didn't come home and find all these suitors. And it's good to know that she can run the place and I didn't have to be there, but God was in the mix of everything. If we keep God in the mix of everything, everything will be wonderful. That's where we go.
Can I say one more thing, Dr. Walker?
Yeah, go ahead, Vernell.
I also know a situation where the male is a little bit older than his wife, and he doesn't listen to her at all because he thinks he's older and wiser, so he never listens to her. So that causes a lot of issues in the marriage, too, because, you know, she's feeling like every time she tries to talk to him, they can't talk because he won't listen. So that causes a lot of anger, too, in a woman.
We are out of time, you all. It is, the time has expired, but we've got about, we're going to take about another 90 seconds, and we're going to ask each one of you all to just give me your thought on what you would tell Walter or Valerie in that situation. Just 10 seconds or less, please. And let's start with Rose. Rose, give us your 10-second thought on what you would tell. Why do some women, Rose looks like she's disconnected from us already. Let's go to Jack. 10 seconds or less, if you would, please, because we're clearly out of time. What would you tell Walter or Valerie? Walter wants to have a relationship. What do you tell him?
Oh, even though we know what the Bible says, for the most part, we don't do it because we have that human element and we want to do things for ourselves. Even though we spell it out plainly and the Bible spells it out plainly for us, we don't adhere to that. We want to do our own thing. We can talk it all the time, but we don't live it. The main thing is, do we live it?
Okay. All right, Christy. You know, 10 seconds or less, what do you tell Walter or Valerie? Walter wants out of it. What do you tell him? 10 seconds or less.
He needs to pray about it and ask the Holy Spirit to lead him as to what to do. After he feels he's tried everything God's way, then be led by the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so you're saying then that God tell him, and then now he waits for the Holy Spirit, then he makes a decision? I'm getting confused here, Chrissy. I mean, God's got to tell him, then wait for the Holy Spirit, which might tell him something different.
I say he needs to pray about it and ask the Lord as to what he should do after he feel he's tried everything. Then he needs to just pray about it and ask and see where God leads him. God has a way of working everything out for our good.
Okay, even if that means splitting up.
Well, if that's where the Lord leads him, then.
All right. Looks like Rose is still with us, and then we'll come back to the rest of you all. 10 seconds or less, Rose. What do you tell Walter, Valerie?
If they try everything and they're just not happy, and I don't really promote divorce, but if you're not happy, you're going to get sick with stress. So, therefore, if they went through counseling, I would say do everything that they can do. And if nothing is working and they're both totally unhappy, then they might need to go their separate ways.
I think that's very good advice. Let's go to, I think we did Vernell already. Jack, let's go to you. Did we go to you, Jack, already? Yeah, we did.
I was responding to something else, though.
Oh, but go ahead, Jack.
I agree with what basically has been said. If you tried everything, you prayed about it, and you're really listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, but I'm really seeing that you're really listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And then if things are not working the way that you feel that they're working, then you give them the gift of goodbye, as you guys say all the time.
Okay, but now if you all ask me, from what I understand, and I heard Vernell say this earlier, I heard Christy say it earlier, if we're praying about it, I believe, now you all correct me if I'm wrong, God gives two reasons for divorce. That's adultery and what's the other one, death or something like that?
They kill themselves. You got to get even.
No, for divorce, Only adultery.
Only one I know is adultery.
Okay. Right. Then adultery. So if Walter's case or Valerie's case does not have adultery in it, then are you all telling me that you still got to pray about this and wait for God to tell you to go ahead and even though you go to counseling and go your separate ways?
I don't think God's going to do that. Is he? Somebody help me with
that.
I
wouldn't want my daughter staying in an abusive situation. I wouldn't want her staying in an abusive situation. I would
right.
let her know okay. that. I would let her know that. I wouldn't want that.
Right. All right. Ms. Blake, we're going to give you. Go ahead, Vernell, go ahead.
I think being in an abusive situation, whether it be verbal, physical, emotional, what have you, I think it's best, even though, you know, it's not adultery, so therefore it's best to just go your separate ways. I didn't say you have to remarry because, of course, that's going to cause an issue. But it's best not
okay,
to be
then,
in a relationship that way.
Okay, but then the fact of the matter is, then, so we have the, do we really need God to direct us? If we're already 10, we're not going to stay in an abusive relationship, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's physically a physical abuse, but the mental abuse could also be where the woman has a long face and the man is tired of that. Would you all, Jack, would you say that that's abuse as well?
Yeah, because it could be whatever's going on in the marriage, and he's not trying to find out and what's happening in the marriage. They need to try to figure this out together, and if they can't seem to sit down together and figure this out together, then how is it going to work? You're going to continue to have this long face. Sometimes it's better to separate and then, you know, work on being friends later on or something, maybe work on the relationship, but at least you're not going to be in the situation with a long face.
I see. Okay. Well, Ms. Blake, we'll give you a final word, and then we are clearly out of time. Ms. Blake, what do you tell Walter? Valerie.
I would tell Walter to sit down and talk with her, express his concerns to her, and that he loves her and, you know, wants to make this marriage or relationship work, but something's got to give. Her attitude is not going to help. And then see if she is willing to get some help, counseling or whatever is needed. Now, if she just says, this is how I am, love it or leave it, then he may need to also give her the gift of goodbye.
On that note, I think I couldn't have said it any better. The gift of goodbye sometimes is the best gift you can give a person. You know what? We've had a controversial discussion tonight. I appreciate all of you all opinions. I mean, you brought a wealth of information to the table tonight. We respect everybody's opinions, their viewpoints, and so forth and so on. We're clearly out of time. Join us this Friday for your Half Hour Inspiration Program. Choose the Bypass this Friday. Join us next Tuesday live for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We will air this show. We will do part two in 2 weeks, a week from next Tuesday. So please, those of you all that joined us tonight, join us again. Tell your friends about it because we're coming back even hotter than we were tonight. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listeners around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.